Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our adamant seekers of knowledge and wisdom, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf, and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. A few years ago, I was reading this book from one of the renowned scientists in my field of study. He's called Ivan Escuerdo, and the book was called Art of Forgetting. And he said that the best way to prevent Alzheimer's disease is to read a lot, because reading exercises the most important regions of brain in regards to cognitive functions, for instance, memory. Reading good books also has other merits as well. Yes, sometimes when I'm reading good books, my heart begins to beat from the excitement of learning something new. It actually happens, and I cannot continue reading until that excitement calms down just a little bit. And any book, actually, if written by a competent author, will make you learn something new that is relevant to your life. It really doesn't matter what book you pick up, so long as the author is competent. And it opens your eyes to many realities that you didn't know about before. So, what books have you read last week, and what books are you planning to read this week? May I have the honor to introduce one to you today? Well, this is IRIB English Radio, and this is Bookshelf, and we are Bookshelf, and we have a book to suggest to you for reading this week. So stay tuned, we'll be back after the break.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only king.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're signed into IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. Among all the sins that are out there, it seems that idol worshipping and polytheism are the worst in the eyes of Islam. It's really pronounced strongly in the Quran how much the Quran and God subhanahu wa ta'ala hates polytheism and idolatry. In one of the verses, God says, "Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih." It's from the chapter An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 48. It says that indeed Allah does not forgive that any partner should be ascribed to him. وَيَغْفِرْ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. But he will forgive anything less than that for whomever he wishes. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. The Quran says إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. It means it's a great sinfulness. And I was searching Mizan al-Hikmah. It's a book, a collection of authentic narrations. It's also translated in English if you're interested. I was searching Mizan al-Hikmah about polytheism, and I got to this hadith from the Prophet that I've written down. From the Prophet, it says that my intercession is intended for those Muslims who have committed grave sins, except for those guilty of polytheism and injustice to others. So polytheism and idol worshipping is opposed very seriously in Islam. And that brings us to our book today. If you have a pen and paper near you, or you want to type it out on a mobile phone or something, you might want to keep the name so you can download it while we take a break in a little bit and read the book with us. So if you're ready, the book is called A Study of Polytheism and Idolatry in the Quran by Sayyid Abbas Sayyid Karimi, translated by Kelvin Lambani and published by Ahlul Bayt World Assembly Publishing and Printing Center. It's a text that presents an analysis of polytheism with respect to God and idols using the Holy Quran as reference. It also studies idolatry with respect to resurrection and refutes that concept logically while explaining the essence of monotheism. Ahlul Bayt World Assembly is no stranger to the English Islamic books industry. They dedicate themselves to translating, publishing, and disseminating Islamic teachings in all, as many languages basically as they can. Alright, I have the book in front of me right now. It comes in 103 pages. The titles are Polytheistic Beliefs with Respect to Allah, Polytheistic Beliefs with Respect to Idols, Idolatrous Beliefs with Respect to the Resurrection, Idolatrous Religious Rites, The Social Culture of Idolaters, Idolatry is an Illogical Creed, Causes of Idolatry, Categories of Polytheists, Types of Polytheism, What is Tawheed or Monotheism, The Etymological and Juristic Meaning of Worship or Ibadah. Alright, it's time to read an excerpt of this book, but let's take a short break first, and maybe you can download the book meanwhile. It's called A Study of Polytheism and Idolatry in the Quran, and you can download it for free from al-islam.org. Don't go away.
Sky, searching for Allah Most High, he rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
You're tuned to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. I'm going to read page 90 of the book, A Study of Polytheism and Idolatry in the Quran by Sayyid Abbas Sayyid Karimi. Manifest and Hidden Polytheism. The term hidden polytheism is found a lot in books of ethics. Hidden polytheism is sometimes called minor polytheism. These two terms are employed as opposites of manifest polytheism and greater polytheism. Hidden polytheism or minor polytheism have not been mentioned in the Quran, but with the help of some hadith, some verses have been interpreted as referring to this kind of polytheism. We will discuss this later. Hidden polytheism has not been defined in the hadith, but what has been mentioned in the traditions are explanations about instances and examples of hidden polytheism. One criteria has to be deduced by studying various instances of hidden polytheism. Therefore, it is necessary to initially adduce some of the hadiths in which hidden polytheism has been mentioned. Imam al-Sadiq stated, "Do not be sanctimonious in your deeds, and do not perform your actions with the intention of showing someone who is not able to make you live or die, and who is not capable of solving any one of your problems, because ostentation is a tree whose fruit is nothing else but hidden polytheism." Imam al-Sadiq interpreted the Noble Prophet's statement that polytheism is more hidden than the movement of an ant on a black stone in a dark night. Thus, the believers used to curse or speak ill about idols. This made idolaters also lose respect for Allah. Allah forbade Muslims from cursing idols so that unbelievers may not speak ill of Allah. Therefore, as a result of their cursing idols, the believers had unknowingly believed in a partner of Allah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
All right, unfortunately, there seems I don't have any more time to keep reading. That's all the time we have. I'll have to sign off now. But we were reading the book, A Study of Polytheism and Idolatry in the Quran by Sayyid Abbas Sayyid Karimi. You can download it from al-islam.org. If you miss our program, an archive of our shows exists on the internet. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. We'll meet you next week, right here and at the same time with another book. I'm Hussein, and until then, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. Thank you.